Montreal Burger Report with Chris Zeke Hand and Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
These burgers are crazy. These burgers are crazy. These burgers are crazy. These burgers are crazy.
Good day and welcome to episode 78 of the Montreal. In today's episode, our heroes meet and talk to a very special guest.
Do you want another burger?
You know what? It's kind of settling in. I don't think I can do another burger. And I'm not really too up to having a tepid burger.
I'm going to have one more.
If I can, if she can do it fresh, I'll...
Mm-hmm.
Listen closely, you can hear E. coli change his mind.
No, you know what? I'm fine.
He doesn't know what's about to happen.
What time do we have to be back?
Whenever you want.
Okay. Can I order one more?
E. coli should have listened to his mother.
Wait. Wait. What?
Is it the kid company?
Never, ever, ever talk to strangers.
Pardon company?
No.
No, the person pour parler avec, c'est Zeke. C'est le gars avec le plaid.
Even in French.
You speak English?
Yeah. You're from Smart Burger?
I own Smart Burger.
You own Smart
yes,
Burger?
Yes, sir.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So, tell me something. Whole grain buns.
Yes.
Low fat ground beef.
Is Stan Lakagis.
He's one of the owners of Smart Burger. Listen as he explains in detail the concept, idea, and how Smart Burger came to be.
Low-fat ground beef.
Well,
there is a 20% content of fat. Any good burger.
No, that's fine.
But
that's
there's
fine.
No fillers, no cereals, no tofu,
right.
No soya.
But you have seasoning in the you season
yes,
the burger.
Yes,
do you pre-season before you grind, or season after you grind?
No, we season. We grind.
Yeah.
Season. Grind again.
Good.
And patty it.
Good. And butter, lettuce, I figure your vegetables are sourced locally.
Organic?
Yeah, organic.
Organic.
You know, I was saying to Zeke, I said, the one thing that's missing is, you know, a lot of the stuff we guessed, but, you know, it's there's nothing that really, other than your website, that would say, you know, in the restaurant, what you're, that it's organic or the whole grain bread.
Yeah, we have a couple of look, we have a
yeah,
couple of signs
it,
of,
it, but nothing's been pasted the other way.
We didn't want to do it overkill.
Yeah.
Sign in the front, you didn't want to do overkill.
Stan leaves. Zeke returns.
We got outed?
Yeah, we got out. No, he knows who we are. Well, I mean, he doesn't know who you are. He says, you're doing a report on Smart Burger? I said, yeah. He says, really? I said, yeah. He says, what company are you from? I said, no company. Talk to Zeke.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this one is a fresh one. Do you want?
I want to take a chunk of it. Here, I'll just pull up right
now. No, you can bite.
That's okay. So he says burgers are 20% fat.
Mm-hmm. Stan returns.
Of course, no burger can be no fat.
What are you guys from?
Okay, so.
Here, it's the Montreal Burger Report.
It's a Montreal Burger Report?
Yeah,
yep,
so it's
Montreal Burger Report.
It's on Radio CKUT.
Okay.
And also on the internet.
On podcast. Yeah. And so we just go around eating burgers, drinking,
what do you
then drinking beer.
You had a burger, you just had a bite. What do you guys think of the burger?
Well, that was what we were talking about before. The first burger I had was tepid, so it wasn't hot. So it's a bit disappointing, but the flavor of the burger is good. It's not overpacked. I like the fact it's a whole grain bun, has good density. I like the fact it was butter lettuce, the Boston lettuce. Tomato was fresh. It was well made.
We don't use any warmer. They don't, you know, from the oven.
No,
there was in the drawer.
Well, the drawer, that's just when the rush comes, when there's burgers, they put in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't stay in there for more than 5 minutes. Never. I mean,
okay.
That's the law here. They have to,
to me, it's a difference between this one I saw come off the broiler.
This one's so much better.
Yes, this
really?
One came off the broiler.
Yeah.
The other one we had out of the drawer. And there's a...
Night and day.
And the cheddar is real cheddar.
Uh-huh.
All our cheeses are real
that's
cheese.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get another one.
Okay.
Anyways. But, yeah, this was definitely a...
Next one's on me.
No.
We're reporting.
Okay, so
you comp us at which point we can.
Okay.
If you comp us something,
yeah.
I got to say, oh, this is wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay. All our sauces are homemade. Mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade.
You make the mayo.
We make our own mayonnaise.
Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Great.
No additives. That's where the name Smart Burger came.
Well, that's what we were trying to get to the bottom of. But we noticed you have a green initiative with the
canola oil. We recycle everything. We have two bins in the back.
So the fries are canola.
The fries are cooking canola oil.
Yeah, because I said to Zeke, I said this isn't beef tailo.
No.
I thought maybe peanut oil, but from the color, you're right. Canola is perfect.
It's canola. Yeah.
Nice golden brown. Yeah, very good fries.
Whole green bun. We have, of course, our veggie burger, organic all the way.
Yeah.
Really? Down to the lentils, the rice.
Really?
All organic.
The veggie burger is grilled or fried?
The veggie burger, we season it on the grill, and
right.
Then it goes through the oven broiler, our flame broiler. We have to season
I'll
it because...
Veggie.
Uh-oh. You're going to make some people happy?
Those are ratchet, hemp-wearing, hippy-dippy, vegan activists who run CKUT with an iron fist.
My partner and I, we have a publication.
Right.
We do gardening magazines.
Okay.
And many lunch hours, we'd sit there and...
Not another damn burger.
You know, what are we going for lunch today? Want to go for a burger? Yeah, okay, sure. And sometimes, you know, if if I was hungry a bit and I had two burgers
right.
of one of the, you know, major fast food chains, be it Harvey's. McDonald's, whatever. At around 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I wanted to go nap.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I wanted to go nap.
Right.
Just like blasé.
The carbs and the fat.
Yeah,
right.
I'm blasé, whatever. So then we're talking, and he goes, wouldn't it be great if we make a place like that, and this and that? And
it serves a real burger?
A real burger, and even down to grinding the burger. That's when he said, grind the burger, like grind the meat right in front of him. That's when bells started ringing in my head. And I was in the restaurant business 20 years ago.
I see.
So I figured, you know what? I go, Johnny, I think you're onto something. Let's look into this. And we started looking at it. It took 11 months. We did this concept, fast food, affordable. Like, I mean, for what the quality we're giving, the organic stuff and everything.
The price is insanely low.
Yes.
I mean, I think you're underpriced almost.
Well,
yeah.
You see, this neighborhood, it's there's a lot of fat, you know, the Belle Provenceism or whatever around.
Right.
So a lot of people compare it with that.
So you want to be that 15-20% higher?
Yes, but not too much higher. Careful, we have a kiosk in California about, which, by the way, we won best concept, best design, ICSC, which is the International Congress of Shopping Centers. We just won gold medal.
Beautiful.
On Thursday. Yes. So there, people, a bit more affluent maybe, a bit more money in their pockets,
right.
I don't know. But when they come in, they're like, wow.
This makes
organic,
sense.
Freshly grinded. I see it in front of me. The guy's grinding it right in front of me. Beautiful piece of meat. Chuck roll. We don't use the whole chuck. We use the chuck roll, which is the heart.
I was going to ask you.
The heart of the chuck roll.
Because if you're using chuck, you'd have a lot more than 20% in here if it was pure chuck.
We use the chuck roll. So it's... And there, they're like, wow, cheap.
Yeah.
Not expensive.
No.
My partner's a wine lover.
I see.
Not that I'm a beer lover, but I like a nice cold beer.
But if you're going to serve the wine, you got to serve the beer.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're going to have a good... burger. When I'm having a good burger at home on my barbecue.
With a beer.
The beer is always next. Like, I mean, all.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a beer nut or anything, but the beer is next to me. Drinking the beer with the, No,
so,
we try to, you know, we have the sports. We're trying to make it something that we have a good burger. We want them to come to us.
Right.
All I'd say is ditch the drawer.
Ditch the drawer.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind waiting longer. If I can see it come off the broiler.
Okay, that's something for speed, but in that, I'm gonna go look right now, because there, the burgers, I'm not joking, they're, when they come out, if we leave them in the open air, as there's a lineup, if we leave them in the open air, they get colder.
Right.
There, at least you put them in.
Well, how long does it take to go through
one? 3 minutes.
Why don't you just sell the burgers, put one in, it comes off the same time as the bun comes off.
See, on today weekend and stuff, but Monday to Friday, when we get our lunch crowd and we have a lineup to the door.
Yeah, but you know what? The churn is probably quicker. When we came in here, there's only one person ahead of us, right?
Okay.
And when we got the burger, I said to Zeke, I said, you know, the thing that's really bugging me about this is the tepid.
Okay.
That really got me. But the second burger that Zeke just came out with was
nice, light, and I can guarantee you, gentlemen, you could have two
and you
and
won't
three
feel like napping
and four burgers, and I'm not exaggerating, and four burgers, and you will not want to go do a take a little siesta in the afternoon.
I hear you.
You know. Yeah, yeah, but I'm talking about not because
of the food.
Not because of the food.
Very good.
So, Carrefour Laval, actually Carrefour Laval, it was very funny. They came and ate here. Once someone from Carrefour Laval came and ate here, and then they came four subsequent times, like they came four times again without me myself knowing. And then on the fifth time, they came, two of them, Eastern Canada director of leasing and the manager. Carrefour Laval.
Oh, the guys from Carrefour Laval, they pitched you to put a kiosk in there.
Yeah, we want you to come to Carrefour Laval.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, it was very flattering. Coming from Cadillac Fairview, which is, you know.
Sure.
So what's next?
So we're going to be opening up on Sherbrooke and McGill College.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Oh, I know exactly where you're going. What used to be Basta Pasta.
No, Basta
Pasta is still there.
Next door.
The one that says rare occasion on the on the front window.
Actually, it's no, because that store was too small.
Okay.
So what we did was we bought Basta Pasta.
Oh, really?
And we're gonna gut it out.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. And today it's all about. It's not only what you're eating. It's also, you know, what footprint you're leaving on this planet.
Sure.
And you know, we go through great measures to recycle and to, like, even at Carrefour Laval, because Carrefour Laval is big, of course, and they worked out something with the city that they compost. Myself, I called the city of Laval a few times.
Right.
I go, gentlemen, I would like to have a compost bin, and you know, but yes, we have a site, but you have to bring it to us.
Right.
Too complicated.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I'd have to buy a truck and, you know.
Well, residential compost is just starting. Commercial compost is going to be a few years away.
But it should happen
because
a lot of food, I mean, our forks are all biodegradable. You leave them out for
starch.
You leave them out for 10, 12 days, I think it is, and it
starts decomposing.
And it starts decomposing.
So you put a lot of thought into this.
Yes. Even our ticket. I mean, I went and got a dishwasher because I said, you know, all these cups, even though they're biodegradable, our cups,
right.
Our plastic cups are biodegradable. And I said, even at that, you know, we went and got the where we wash and.
Right. If we compared your post-consumer waste coming out of here versus out of your average chain, even La Belle Provence doing the same volume, you'll
night
find
and day.
It be,
night and day.
Four times more.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, it's three times more.
Three times more. Very cool.
I would like to say four, but I mean, it is three times more.
There you go.
It is, you know, it's something that's significant. At the end of the year, you know, at the end of the day, maybe, okay, you look at it and it's not that much. It's a couple of bags. But at the end of the year, those couple of bags fill up a room.
Sure.
You know?
Very cool.
So would you like another?
I'd like to go for a veggie burger.
Okay.
Well, I guess we happen to walk into this one, huh?
And it looks like I might have to come out here again.
Or
take pictures of the burgers.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 78 of the Montreal Burger Report, where our heroes heard the concept and initial idea about how Smart Burger came into existence. Can Zeke eat a third Smart Burger? Will E. coli really go veggie? And what about the bathrooms? Find the answers to these and other questions next week in episode 79 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Holy Romeo and Juliet!
Smart Burger is located at 2159 Boulevard Curie-Labelle in Laval. Their phone number is 450-687-7627. Their website is smartburger.ca. And they open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. 11 o'clock at night on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is Fire Sign Theater meets the film Tom Jones at Le Chien-Fumant. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. coli go out and have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zekan. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for your support, Frank Zappa and the Moldy Peaches for the music, Jessica Grossman for the voice you are hearing, and you for listening.